Hey, baby. Mama's home. How are you feeling? Oh, we're still sick. I'm so sorry. Come here, sit on my lap. Let me hold you close. You know, sometimes mommies are magical. And just by holding you and squeezing you tight, letting you know how much I love you, you can get all better. But only sometimes. And so mommies do extra things to make sure you feel better. So first, come on, sit on my lap. Tell me what hurts. I see. So it's not a tummy hurt. It's not a head hurt. I see, it's a chest hurt. Okay. So the first thing we can do is we can take a nice, long, hot bath. You know, by breathing in all the hot water in the air, your chest can feel better. And then I'll make you my magic tea. It's chamomile and honey. You put one cough drop, and then I have a special mommy secret ingredient. But I can't tell you about it. You're not old enough yet. That's okay, though. It'll make you all better. In the meantime, it means until then, I want you to sit here with me, and I'll hold you nice and close, and you can tell me how you're feeling. Oh, you went to the hospital, did you? I see. Well, that's part of your problem. People are very sad at the hospital. You must have been taken to the wrong place. This is why we go to the hospital. People are much nicer and much happier at the hospital. I'm sure if I took you to the hospital right now, they would say you could easily be all better. But I don't need to take you, because Mommy's here, and Mommy can take care of you all by herself. I see you. So there was a nice lady who was very pretty, huh? Did she make you feel all warm and fuzzy inside? I bet she did. You silly little puppy boy, you. Come here. Tickle, 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 tickle. Good boy. Alright, tell me what else you did. I see, there was a doctor man. He was nice to you, right? Good. I won't let anybody be mean to my puppy boy. Did you feel better? Oh, not yet? That's okay. Sometimes doctors can only see what's going on, and they can't fix it. That's what mommies are for. Oh, really? Wow. You were very brave. A lot of those things are pretty scary. I'm so proud of you for facing those things all by yourself. I'm so proud. Come here. You always get so giggly and cute when Mommy kisses you all over your face. Oh, I'm sure you do love it. Okay, well, you've been to the hospital. I'm sorry. Yeah, the hospital. I could take you to the hospital, but we don't need it now. You met the pretty nurse lady and the not-so-pretty nurse lady. And you met the doctor. I see. And now your big is trying to talk. Bigs do have trouble with interrupting littles all the time. Mommy deals with a lot of bigs at work, and they can't stop talking either. Exactly. But now you don't have to deal with your big, and I don't have to deal with those at work. It's just you and Mommy. and you're sitting on my lap, and I can hold you nice and close and tell you everything is gonna be okay. And I can tell you that mommy loves you so much and she's so, so proud of how you've done on your own. I know it must have been scary. And mommy can say that she's gonna take care of you so you don't have to be worried anymore. Mommy knows just what to do. So all you have to do is be your adorable puppy boy self and let mommy kiss you all over. And let mommy take care of you and she'll fix it right up. Of course we can play that after. I would love to. What else? You'd like to hear a bedtime story? Maybe if you're really good while mama's helping you not get sick anymore. Do you think you can do that? Are you sure? Are you sure? All right then. If you can be a very good puppy boy while mommy's helping you feel better, mommy will tell you the best bedtime story ever, even if she has to make it up. What else do you want to tell me? Wow, you did all that today, even though you were sick? Mommy is so proud of you. Mommy loves her puppy boy. And I know you're scared. And I know you're sick. And I know that everything hurts and that you feel all alone. But mommy is right here. Mommy's holding you so close. I just want you to think about how warm and safe and soft and loving mommy is. And I want you to sleep thinking about all of those things. And I want you to imagine all of the wonderful things that will come tomorrow. I want you to think about the fun bedtime stories and all the cool things you can tell mommy. And I want you to think about your special stuffed animals. And I want you to think about your imaginary friends. And I want you to think about things that make you happy and things that make mommy happy and all of the wonderful things we can do together. Got it? Good. Now let mommy hold you close and rock you back and forth. Back and forth. And you can think about how wonderful you are and how much mommy loves you and how comfortable you are and how nice and easy it is to go to sleep in mommy's arms because she loves you so much and she's gonna keep you safe even if you're asleep. Okay? That's a good puppy boy. I hold this here till you go to sleep, okay? Alright. I love you.